Turns out yesterday was a busy day for Newt Gingrich. He handled heckling at an Iowa appearance, flew to New Hampshire for a town hall meeting, and then traveled south, barely meeting today's deadline to submit signatures to get on the primary ballot in Virginia. To top it off, he was the victim of an internet prank. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Visitors to the website newtgingrich.com may be surprised and or amused when they wind up somewhere else, like, say, Tiffany, where they're treated to the lush Nat King Cole soundtrack of a video featuring beautiful couples wearing sparkling jewelry canoodling.
The mere idea of you.
Other times, the website redirects visitors to a site offering Greek travel tips or to a Washington Post article from earlier this year talking about the Gingrich campaign imploding after the resignations of several top staffers. This bit of mischief is courtesy of the Democratic super PAC American Bridge 21st Century, which discovered the web address newtgingrich.com was available and decided to put it to use. Matt Thornton is a spokesman for the group.
We thought that this was a fun little way to have a little fun at Gingrich's expense going into Christmas, as well as remind some people of his record thus far.
The record that includes a line of credit at Tiffany, a visit to Greece in the early days of his presidential run, and his acceptance of $1.6 million from mortgage giant Freddie Mac. Thornton says it came as a surprise that NewtGingrich.com was still available, as most campaigns would have quickly purchased the site to prevent just this kind of thing from happening.
If Newt Gingrich had noticed or put a little effort into determining who owned it, it would not have been difficult for their campaign to obtain it.
American Bridge 21st Century has, with tongue-in-cheek, listed the web address for sale on Craigslist. Gingrich's real website, by the way, is newt.org. Meanwhile, the former House Speaker found himself the target of a group of Occupy-style hecklers at an event in Iowa yesterday to announce the endorsement of the Iowa House Speaker.
Let me say, first of all,
that video courtesy of CNN. Gingrich said the protesters represented the 0.1%, but the incident was yet another hiccup in what was, to put it mildly, a difficult day for the Gingrich campaign. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.